Zechariah Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph. The fifth vision of Zechariah now is the vision of the lampstand. So we're going to say the word menorah, and it's always tempting. Rabbi Chaim Angel points out that we probably envision the seven-branched candelabrum of the Jewish traditional Beis HaMikdash menorah, but this is more like a bowl with little spouts coming out of it. Vayoshav HaMaloch HaDovervi. So the angel who spoke to me returned. He's back. Vayi'ireni, and he woke me up. Ki ish asher ye'or mishenoso. Like a man who wakes up from his sleep. So like he's startled awake. The angel didn't speak to Zechariah in the previous vision of the courtroom. And now the guiding angel comes back. Vayomer elai mo'a toroes. So says Pasuk Beis. He said to me, what do you see? We saw this with Yirmiyah. Mo'ataroe Yirmiyahu. We see this in the Haftaros of the 3 weeks, that the angel sometimes opens the conversation by asking you, what do you see? Vayomar, or Va'omar, it's written Vayomar with a Yud, but it's Va'omar, I saw, I said, Ra'isi, vihine mino ras zahav kula. And behold, a candelabrum, a menorah, all of gold. Really, Rabbi Chaim Angel says more properly a lampstand, all of gold. I'm envisioning modern art, you know, in a feng shui kind of apartment. Vigula al rosha, with a bowl above it. So all the different mafarshim say that it's a menorah with a big bowl full of oil on top, like a crown, some say. It's symbolic. It's an idea of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, an idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing light to Bnei Yisrael, says Radak, in contrast to the current darkness that Klal Yisrael found themselves in. The Pesikta says this is the destiny of the Jewish people during the times of the Mashiach, and the menorah metaphorically represents the Jewish people, the good fortune, prosperity, everything being shared not just with the Jews, but everybody else. The crown on top, the bowl on top, says the Abarbanel, indicates independent sovereignty, a spiritual loftiness. So all of this, it's not just simply a lamp. Sometimes a lamp is not a lamp. V'shivane roseha aleha, and it's seven lamps or candles or little oil receptacles upon it. Shiva v'shiva mutzakos, seven tubes. Oh, I'm sorry, that's what's coming. Seven tubes, yes, to each of the lamps, Lane Rosa Sharal Rosha, that were on top of it. So you've got the big bowl and then seven tubes going to the receptacles coming in. And so the oil is put in the top bowl, the wick is in the pinched areas to pull the oil out, and the pipes bring the oil down from Gimel Ushne Zesim Aleha to olive trees that flanked this menorah contraption, and the oil comes out of the trees. Echad mimin hagula v'echad al samola. One on the right of the bowl and one on the left of the bowl. So olives were growing, and the oil seems to be flowing into the bowl and then through the pipes. So there's so much oil, if that is true, that it's coming out, then the oil is just kind of flowing from the tree. And Rashi points out that there had to be olive presses and vats and stuff where the oil was heated, so the oil would drip down from the vats into the bowl, from the bowl into the tubes, and the tubes into the lamps, and the green grass goes all around, and the green grass goes all around. The tubes and the lamps all combined, Rashi says, combine the number of 49. And as we are learning this in the middle of Sfira, the idea of 49, if 7 is the limits of nature, then 49 is 7 sevens. Rashi says that the light of the sun is going to be 7 times the light of the 7 days, 49 times the light of one day in creation. So it's going to be, the future's so bright, we're going to have to wear shades once all of this comes. So the 7 days of creation, one imagines that as being the unutterable brightness of what non-Jewish philosophers like to call the Big Bang, but that moment of creation, that incredibly bright light, in the future, the sun's going to be even brighter than that. Va'an va'omar, and so stupefied by this vision, Zechariah says to the angel, "Vomar el hamaloch adover bilemor." I said to the angel who was speaking to me, saying, "Mo ela adoni." What are these, master? What are these, my lord? What's going on? The olive trees are self-picking. The oil comes into the lamps. Is it AI? Is it robot like the Waymo cars that go around? How is that amazing? And in Pasuk Hey, you get a fascinating and very Jewish answer. Vayan hamalach adover bi, and the malach who was speaking to me answered me. He responded, Vayomer Eli, and he said to me, Halo yadata mohem oela. Do you not know what these are? Almost unbelieving. Like, do you really not know what these are? So on the one hand, it sounds a little bit harsh. What do you mean? You do not know what these are. So again, Rashi says the olives are squeezing themselves. You have to understand that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu at work here. For some reason in my head, probably because I was just watching a little comedy clip, I hear the voice of John Mulaney. Do you not know what these are? You know, Vomar lo adoni. And I had to confess, nope, I don't know what they are. Please explain. Remember by Yirmiyahu, the Malach says to him, what do you see? And he says, I see two pots boiling over from the north, and it's kind of coming south. And the Malach there gives him positive response and regard in a very 21st century educational way. He says, oh, Tovra, you say, you've seen very good. What'd you see? You see the danger coming from the north, from Babel. And it's going to overwhelm everybody, and that's going to be the end of the Beis HaMikdash. But here, the Malach seems to be from the old school of teaching, and he says, what, you don't know? You should know. Come on, you're supposed to know. But that doesn't mean the Malach isn't going to explain everything, which he is momentarily.